From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with some regional news headlines. Almost every part of California is sweltering right now because of the heat wave. Sacramento was expected to reach 112 degrees Tuesday. But as CAP Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, 100-degree temperatures could come back next week.
All these really hot days, storms, hundreds of lightning strikes, blackouts, and wildfires have left Californians in the lurch. After a fire broke out Monday in Nevada County, Eric Robbins joined 4,000 others evacuating the area.
I ran upstairs and showed my family the tweet, and we just started throwing everything together and getting it into our cars, and 20 minutes later, we were out.
The heat wave is expected to continue until Thursday, but then it's supposed to heat up again on Monday, says Michelle Mead with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
We've had almost double the amount of 100-degree days this summer than we did last summer. It's just been an unfortunate summer.
She blames the warmer temperatures and fires in part on a very dry winter and spring. Climate scientists like UCLA's Daniel Swain says these events are linked to our climate warming.
It really does feel like it's one hit after another. I am concerned about the fact that, you know, we have this ongoing heat wave. We're going to have really bad air quality throughout a lot of California now for quite some time due to the wildfire smoke and the heat.
Swain says September and October will likely be significantly warmer than average, and that means the likelihood of fire season encroaching into the winter season is high. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.